This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And we realize that, yes, there are only two wins, but we're going to move forward. So imagine living in a world where someone came up to you and said, you know what? Jameis Winston is your guy. And he is going to be your quarterback for the future. And until otherwise, Jameis Winston is the starting quarterback of the Browns and will be until he decides to retire. Can you live in that world? Can you put your arms around that world? Can you look at this team moving forward and say, this team is Jameis Winston's team right now? And it doesn't matter what other quarterbacks are on the roster. Doesn't matter what their contract is or how many draft picks you gave up or whatever. Jameis Winston, the free agent they went out and picked up in the offseason, is now the starting quarterback for the Browns moving forward. Can you put your arms around that? And is that a good plan?
Why not? Give me a better alternative right now. Give me, and I don't just mean, hey, well, go get somebody in the draft. Is that a better alternative?
Not right now, it's not. I don't think it is.
I don't either. Give me a better alternative. I don't think there is one. I think right now, as things stand now, the best alternative this team has is that Jameis becomes your quarterback next year. And because of his age, Andy, I don't think you can say just next year. I mean, seriously, if the guy goes out and plays decently the next eight games, and you're content with the rest of your team and you think it's fairly decent, that guy could give you a chance to win next year.
But
and win at a decent clip.
Jeff, he throws too many interceptions. He could never be the starting quarterback of my team. He throws too many interceptions. We hear that phone call every day.
Yeah, his interception rate is up there. Hmm? Historically, he's in the same vicinity as Brett Favre. How'd that work? Brett Favre made things happen on a football field. Jameis Winston can make things happen on a football field. I'm not saying that he's Brett Favre. What I'm saying is he makes some things happen. He takes some chances. He gets the ball down the field. They do some things. I'm real curious to see. Now, this is all dependent, Andy, on him going out and not stinking it up in the final eight games. Okay? I think he's a much, 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 much better option to start here next year than DTR. And I'm not looking at money. I'm looking at quarterback play. And I like DTR. I think he's a much, much, much better option than Bailey Zappe. My hope is truly that he goes out and plays well in these last eight games and that our team has a quarterback. I mean, we've been looking for one since... Well, you thought you had him with Baker. Then they decided they wanted better than that, and they signed what they thought was better than that, traded for. And he was better than that in Houston. But that hasn't panned out. And I think Jameis could.
I look at Jameis Winston like There are two different ways I look at him. Okay, one, I look at him as a quarterback that can push the ball down the field and a guy that can get rid of the ball quick. He's going to make your offensive line look better, and perhaps he's going to make your running game look better. Even go back to the Go back to the Chargers game. And that first drive of the second half, if the ball doesn't get tipped, it's a much different game. Like, everything works to the maybe the Browns' advantage. Maybe it's a huge turning point. It was a huge turning point because it's when, you know, the Chargers kind of put things away, but it was also a turning point because, you know, you were just inches away from scoring a touchdown. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know ifs and buts and candies and nuts and we'd all have a Merry Christmas. I get that, right? But
Which is really nice.
Yeah, it is.
It's a nice sentiment.
But I think there are different ways to look at it, too, if you want to. Now, I'm not saying he's the best quarterback in the NFL. I think he's a quarterback, and I think Dan brought this up in the meeting this morning, and I thought he hit the nail on the head. When Jameis Winston is playing quarterback, you can evaluate all the rest of your talent out there because you have a
competent quarterback.
Yeah, a proficient quarterback who knows how to play. But then, you know, no one, like, did you... I don't know. How often do you hear people go, oh, James Harden is a horrible three-point shooter. Steph Curry is a horrible three-point shooter. LeBron James is a horrible three-point shooter, right? Do you ever hear that?
I've never heard anybody say that about Steph.
Yeah, you know what's weird? They're the three worst in NBA history. They've missed more than anybody else. Now, they've probably taken more, but James Harden has missed over 5,000.
It's all about percentage, Andy.
He's missed more than 5,000 three-pointers.
It's all about percentage.
Is that crazy?
That's why we do batting average.
Oh, is that why?
Yes.
Harden has missed, according to StatMuse, which I don't know if I trust all the time, but James Harden's missed 5,000.
Very colorful, though.
It is. It's kind of cool. Yeah. And they do really cool animation. 5,208 three-pointers. Steph Curry has missed 5,100 three-pointers.
That doesn't matter. It's
LeBron
about percentage.
Has missed 4,549 three-pointers.
Well, maybe that's because he's not a great three-point shooter.
Is that
why? But he's a clutch three-point shooter.
Well, but no one ever, like, it's weird. We don't ever, it's like Jim Thome. Isn't he the strikeout king still? The home run king and the strikeout king for the Guardians Indians franchise?
Jim struck out a lot.
Yeah, he did. But we don't, when you have success at the right time and the right moment, we forget about the failure. And I don't know if that's the way you're supposed to look at Jameis Winston, that if they win, that's how you will look at him.
You know what?
That's how we looked at Joe Flacco last year. It was easy to ignore the interceptions for Joe Flacco last year. The team was winning, much like the careers of Steph Curry and LeBron James. And that's if you're just trying to be optimistic and saying to yourself, because I know at the beginning of the week, and I was like this in the beginning of the week, I'm like, all right, here we go. It's another Browns week. They only have two wins. What's the future going to look like? Where are they going? I think if you can sit back and kind of embrace the thought of Jameis Winston being the starting quarterback until he isn't, that you may actually enjoy what you're watching out there. And you might go, oh, here we go. He threw another interception. So what? But they have nothing to lose right now.
For instance, Everybody loved Flacco here last year.
Yes.
You know why?
Because they won.
Because you should have loved him. He was fun. He did a great job, didn't he?
Yes, he was fun.
There's some stat called interception percentage.
Ooh.
Joe's interception percentage.
Is this at Schoolhouse Rock when I was
last year in Cleveland?
Yes.
Was 3.9. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which was way above his career. But his interception percentage was 3.9. For his career, interception percentage of Jameis Winston, 3.4. But by God, we loved Flacco last year. Why? Because he did a great job.
Because they won.
But he threw some interceptions. But he did a great job, Andy. They won because he did a great job, among other reasons.
Mm.
Defense was really good. But 3.4. So, okay, Joe threw interceptions. It worked. Jameis might throw some interceptions. Doesn't mean it still can't work. And he might be the best option you have to be your starting quarterback next year. If it's a bad quarterback draft...
Yep.
From what everybody says. And let's just say you're not top five, so you might not get your choice. You really want to start that guy here next year? You want to start Deshaun? You want to start DTR? Or you want to start a guy who's been around a while, will be 31 next year, and has thrown a lot of touchdown passes?
Right, let me tell you one thing I don't
He's
want
them
to. He's
throwing more touchdowns than interceptions. Got that going for us.
I don't want them to take a subpar guy who wouldn't have been a first-round quarterback draft pick in most years in the first round.
And decide
and then decide that they got to put the pressure on him.
And force feed him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because
which is the big reason why he might be your best option to be your starter next year. I mean, take your time. If let's just say they draft somebody and you just nailed it. If it's not a guy that you think is ready to go, well, by all means, let him sit there and watch Jameis for a year.
Please do not draft a quarterback in the first two rounds if you don't, if you're not 1,000% all in on it. Just don't do
and
it.
And if you're not going to draft one in the first or second round, just keep DTR on the team.
Yeah, or find another fifth round draft pick. Find another fifth round quarterback that you think has potential or maybe had huge success in college football, but maybe just not at one of the major schools, maybe at a different level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just, we sit here and we put so much pressure on these quarterbacks once you select them in the first round. If they're in the first round, they need to be on the field immediately, which I just don't think it's right. I think it's insane to think that a guy can go from college right away and be ready to go in the NFL. Does it happen every once in a while? Yeah, it does. But how often does it happen? It just doesn't. You know, and there have been great quarterbacks in this league that took a little while to get going. I don't see us having the patience here in Cleveland to have that. We might have more patience if we have a guy that was drafted in the third, fourth, or fifth round and say, like, okay, well, they're giving this guy. And then it's the whole, if they play bad, it's like, what do we have to lose? He was only a fifth rounder. Or, oh, we draft him in the third round. And we all know how bad the front office is when it comes to drafting people in the third round. It's a perception pressure conundrum that is just absolutely insane, that just doesn't need to exist. If you think you've got the quarterback of the future and he's sitting there in the third or fourth round, take him, give him a chance to understand where the bathrooms are in the building, and then make him the quarterback. Let him get comfortable. Let him run the offense in practice. That's my other thing with Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Again, I'd like to see him at some point. If Jameis doesn't work here down the stretch, or he's, you know, just if he's costing you games, let's see DTR. Let's see what he can do. Give him a week of practice with the first teamers. What do you have to lose? Hey, you know what? I wouldn't mind seeing Bailey Zappe. I don't care. I give me somebody that can give me some hope down the road. You know, we loved Joe Flacco last year. We did. Would it have been the same this year? Who knows? Who knows? Probably not. But the expectations were there. And, you know, when they decided to go in a different direction, we all went in the different direction. And now we're sitting here with two wins after the bye break, and we're just hoping for something to cling on to. And can you put your arms around Jameis Winston? Because I think the game will be more enjoyable. If you go back and watch it on Sunday and you're like, okay, Jameis Winston's our quarterback. He's going to be our future quarterback here until something goes sideways. Enjoy it. Sit back, relax, enjoy the ride, and see if Winston can take us somewhere that we hope he can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
He's just got to keep the ball in our receiver's hands and not theirs. That's all. And what do you think? 216-474-0092. We'll talk more about it with you. I know I got some folks on the line that want to talk about it, so we'll get to that. Brian Anderson's at 11. We'll do two keys and a lock at 1140. We're going to talk to Tim May today. Love talking to Tim May. We'll talk about the Buckeyes. I don't know if you saw the field. Again, they're showing pictures of what Wrigley Field looks like. Oh, it's awesome. So cool. As the Buckeyes get set to take on Northwestern tomorrow. So we'll talk about all this stuff coming up. Baskin and Phelps, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. BA Brian Anderson joins us at 11. So he's a little early for us on a Friday. Looking forward to talking to him at 11. And then, of course, Tim May will join us at 1 o'clock. Plus, we'll do two keys and a lock. You know, a little bit later in the show, we'll do quick predictions we get set for your Browns heading down to New Orleans. Have you been down there?
Yes, I have.
For other than work or just fun? Or
No, only work.
Only work?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I take that back. No, I've been in the Superdome for fun.
It's an interesting city, isn't it?
It's a dumpy city.
Yeah.
Let's be fair. It's very interesting, but it's dumpy.
So
when I walked down Bourbon Street with our former pal, Carl Patterson.
Yes.
Former coworker, still pal.
Yes.
And Carl said, hey, have you ever walked down Bourbon Street? And I said, nope. And he said, well, you got to do it. Let's go. And because we'd eaten right there at the corner by our hotel at Bourbon, the corner at Bourbon Street and whatever the hotel was.
Yeah.
And we walked down, and I'll never forget. I looked to my, first of all, there were people screaming at each other in the middle of the road, you know, somebody with a Bible and other people because Bourbon Street's an interesting place.
Well, I'm going to give you something about that.
And I looked to my right, and there was an establishment, and I'll never forget the name of it. Big Voodoo Daddy's House of World Class Sex Acts.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How much money did you spend there? Did you get a couple t-shirts or anything?
I actually mentioned it to somebody who was in the traveling party.
Yeah.
Not necessarily team traveling party. And the response was, it really wasn't that good.
Oh, no. Somebody went in there that you couldn't believe it? You were like, oh, yeah, they went in there?
I mentioned it to somebody. Wasn't that good.
So we've only been to New Orleans.
It was Super Voodoo Daddy's House. That was the name of it.
Super?
Super Voodoo Daddy's House of World Class.
What if the super wasn't there? Would that have changed your mind?
Can you imagine seeing
right
all of that
there.
On the marquee?
It is
That's
right up there.
That's all right there on the name of the business. And then I mentioned it to somebody. I couldn't believe the name of this place. And the response was, it really wasn't that good.
The super part of that makes me think of every youth sports thing that I've ever seen that says elite on it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, parents, heads up. Listen, you know, when they put the word elite on something for kids, that's for you to think, oh, my God, my kid's elite. They got asked to go to an elite. It's a word. Now, I'm telling you that just because it says elite doesn't mean it's elite. Or elite in whose eyes?
Price tag.
Who determines what elite is? Oh, my kid's playing elite. Oh, really?
Elite
oh, congratulations.
Tag. Oh.
That's awesome. So I have one New Orleans story, and we were there for my nephew's wedding, which the wedding was spectacular. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. But we had to miss family pictures because we went to go look at there's an area down there where there's really cool houses, and you can walk around and stuff. Somebody hit our rental car while I was there.
I remember that.
But I think what was cool was the guy that hit our rental car, because the streets are real tight, and somebody, they knocked the rear view mirror off. And they left a note. And so I was like, okay, cool. At least this guy left a note, right? So we were able to do that. But then we went down to, I didn't know what to do. So we went to the police department to make sure we had a police report on it. And they were like, here, let me just give you this piece of paper and just to say that you knew, because we had an explosion down the street at the same time. And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, there was an explosion. I was like, okay. So then we go to the wedding. And that same night, you just got to be careful while you're walking around down there in New Orleans. Telling you, I've never had this problem here ever. I've lived here, you know, half a century, right? And my wife and I were just walking down the street, and one person, there were two kids that ran by us. One kid kind of made a distraction. The other kid tried to grab my wife's purse. And, you know, she had it. So if you have a purse or you're wearing something, wear it across your body, because that's how my wife was able to hang on to her purse. They didn't get it. So just to say, be safe if you're in New Orleans, if you're traveling down for the weekend. Okay, so someone who is traveling down, Jameis Winston, he knows what it's all about down there. We are asking this question as you kind of look into the rest of the season for the Browns. Can you sit back, relax, and just say, okay, Jameis Winston's our starting quarterback for the rest of the year and kind of dive into it, you know? Just be a part of it. Just go, okay, he's the starting quarterback. Let's see what he can do. Let's see if they can win some games, and maybe he can prove himself to be the starting quarterback for a long time. That's how I'm going to watch this week's game, at least for the first series. Because by the end of the first series, I'll be like, oh, what are they doing? Let's see DTR. But at least going into the game, that's the way I'm going to approach it. How will you approach it? Can you put your arms, Can you wrap your arms around Jameis Winston? Bill's in Parma. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Hey, great program, you guys.
Thanks. We pride ourselves on that. We try to get there sometime.
You're elite. You're elite.
Thank you.
Well played, Bill. Well played.
Well, and I do mean that, though. My
so do all the companies trying to get more money out of the parents for the kids.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Well put. But, the answer, sadly, for me is no. And it is sad because with the organization right now, I'll be quick, I kind of believe in the Andy Reid theory of how you develop an organization, both in the executive office and on the field. Neither one of Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, who are good people, don't get me wrong, but they don't fit what Andy says how you develop to be a good coach and a good executive. Andy told one of the Kelseys, Jason, that if he wanted to go into coaching, don't start at the pro level, start at the high school, and then work up. You know, whether that is junior college, whether that is a Division III, but work up so that you have a bunch of people that you've worked for. Stefanski worked for one organization from 2006 to 2019 and then here. Part of that is Andy himself, as I've told you before, he was in multiple places. Barry basically was with Indianapolis, then he went to Philadelphia for 1 year, then came here. That's not enough. That's not enough. In the medical field, I would probably say you didn't get exposed to enough people to give you a different frame of mind because you have to look at a lot of different things. My biggest worry going forward is how will they develop quarterbacks? They haven't done a very good job with what they've had, be it that these people may not have been all that great, but, they haven't. I don't trust them making a decision in the future. So, anyway, I want the Browns to do well, but I don't think this is the group. Hey, you guys, you have a great program.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, Bill. Maybe we'll hear
you
from
too.
You in quick predicts a little bit later.
That was an elite call.
That was. That was super, ultra, all-star elite. That's three times the price for a parent, in case you're wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're signing up for those elite things. This will be interesting. Carl, how are you, Carl, in Brook Park?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hi, Carl.
What's up with you?
You know what? This is a... What the ownership has done reminds me when you played Crosby, Stills, and Nash at the beginning. Jimmy Haslam has a kinder, gentler machine gun hand to destroy this franchise. And I think that's what happened compared to Modell, who wasn't so kind.
I'm not aware of travel plans.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
It's not on my schedule.
Why did you see pictures of them on vacation? That's great.
I'd like to be invited on their boat. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think I will.
You weren't on the A-list.
So. You know what? I bet you'll be at Frank and Kent's Thanksgiving dinner, though. I bet you guys can hang out for Thanksgiving. Can I go back?
People must have a filter on their phones to get that voice.
Can I tell you what the perfect owner is of a franchise? Can we go back? Perfect owner of a franchise. Hey, I own the team. Love giving money to charity. Come on down. Enjoy it. Thanks. That's it.
Wait
a minute. We had that owner and everyone hated him. Remember Randy Lerner? He's not doing enough. He doesn't care. He cares about soccer. You know what? And so you can't have it both ways. Just either do you want a hands-on owner or do you not want a hands-on owner? I'll take the one where there isn't the hands-on owner. The one that understands business. Or understood, or their families have understood business for years, and they know how to make money, and they just, you know what? Let the people do what they need to do. And I still think the biggest wrong turn this organization ever made was saying that Randy was the owner. If Norma was the owner, and after Al, I know this is an old argument, but after Al passed away, if Norma was the owner, and people just said Norma's the owner, and she's just trying to hire people to run, and I know it might even sound a little bit sexist is what I'm saying, but no one ever would have gone after Norma Lerner when there were problems with the Browns. They wouldn't have. They just wouldn't have.
Oh, I don't know. You can talk to folks in New Orleans about Gail Benson.
Okay. What are they saying?
She's treated as an owner of a franchise.
Yes. Oh, just like everybody else?
Yeah.
I still think at the time, though, where we were, it would have been interesting. You got something, or... Let's come back and we'll talk to Brian Anderson. Is that what you want to do? Okay, we'll do that.
I think it's a fine idea.
Anyway, I just look back at this franchise and say, you know, they could move out of that stadium and never have a playoff game there. There's the sigh. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Brian Anderson, BA, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.